Polls, Trump leads Harris in Nevada, virtual tie in Wisconsin. By Hannah Knudsen on August 22, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is leading Vice President Kamala Harris in Nevada and seeing a virtual tie in Wisconsin. Recent figures from Rasmussen Reports revealed. The survey's results, sponsored by Numbers USA, show Trump with a 2-point edge over Harris in Nevada in a head-to-head matchup, with 48% to Harris's 46% support. In a full field, Trump maintains that 2-point lead, seeing 46% support to Harris's 44% and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s 5% support. In the key state of Wisconsin, one single percentage point separates Trump and Harris in a head-to-head matchup. In that case, Harris garners 48% support to Trump's 47% support. However, in the full field, the two tie with 46% support each. Kennedy follows with 4% support, and 2% choose other. The survey was taken August 13 to 17. It coincides with results from the latest Rasmussen Report survey showing Trump edging out Harris both in a full field and head-to-head. Against Harris alone, Trump sees 49% to Harris's 46%. When the full field is brought into the mix, Trump's lead reduces to 47% to Harris's 45%, a 2-point difference. As Rasmussen Reports detailed, in a 6-way matchup, adding Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein, Libertarian Party candidate Chase Oliver, and independent candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Cornel West, Trump gets 47% to 45% for Harris, with Kennedy at 4%, 4%, while Stein and West each 1%. 1%, and Oliver has less than 1% support. A week earlier, Trump led the 6-way matchup by 4 points, with 48% to Harris's 44%. This is notable, as the survey was fielded, in part, during the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, meaning Harris is not seeing a significant bump in support from that event. While the final day of the Democrat convention is Thursday, it will be followed by an address from Kennedy on Friday, who will speak about his path forward. As Breitbart News reported earlier in August, a report indicated Kennedy would endorse Harris, but Kennedy immediately released a statement denying the report. Kennedy will speak at 2:00 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday in Phoenix, Arizona, the same city in which Trump is reportedly scheduled to be. It remains unclear how Kennedy's decision will impact the presidential race, as his presence has been widely viewed as helping Trump, not the Democrats. All the while, other third-party candidates, including Cornel West and Jill Stein, have spent the week bashing Harris and encouraging leftists to abandon her. Watch, abandon Harris, Cornel West urges pro-Palestinians across the country, world to act against VP. So, you can be sure the honeymoon will not last because the policies are what they are. Because this person has a track record that has put Americans into this moment of despair, this moment of struggle, this moment of agony, Stein said this week of Harris's campaign. That agony is in our foreign policy, and that agony is in our domestic policy. That agony is very much a product of the Republican and Democratic parties, she said. Do not think for a moment that the Democratic Party is the answer to fascism. It would be more accurate to say it is the cause of fascism. Why is that? It's because the Democrats have pushed this policy, the so-called neoliberal agenda of privatization, of austerity, of major tax giveaways to the super wealthy, and of endless war, she declared. Watch, Jill Stein, Kamala mania is a lie, we are not being fooled.